Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Meseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Tafhei. The Gemara, the end of Daled Amud Beis, discusses the different krisis and the different lavin which are mentioned by the Issa of Dam. One of the krisis mentioned in the Mishnah is Achilas Dam. And the Gemara tells us, Rava says, discusses over here the different three krisis, Harmuris Batur. Why do we need to have three separate krisis? One's for Dam Chulin, Dam Atamtzis, and the Gemara says that Dam Atamtzis depends on the Machlikas of Yudan Arbonon, and the Maskona says the Gemara, one's for Dam Chulin, one of the krisis is for Dam Kochim, and the third one is for Dam Kisui, Dam which was Kisui from Kisui Adam. Now in this Dam, you're also going to be Chayev Koris. Later on, Rava says that you have five Lavin mentioned by Dam, one of them is Dam Chulin, Dam Kochim, and also the third one is Dam Kisui. Now over here, the Rishonim give a few different reasons, explanations, why actually Dam Kisui needs to have over here an extra chidush that you're going to be Chayiv Koris and it's going to be Malkis on the Kisui, on the Dam, which was used for Kisui Adam. Rashi over here in the Maschil Elo explains that the reason Havamina would be that the reason why Kisui Adam, the Dam which is Kisui by Chayon Oif, which was done, the mitzvah of Kisui Adam was done with it, is because this Dam, since already he was put on the floor, Sal Kedaitech Amina was Botlo Agav Arer. It's bottled to the floor, and therefore later on, when his Kisov and his Gale, later on the offer, which he puts on top of this Dam, comes off, it was Nisgale, then Havamina would be that it's already bottled to the floor, and Bihoda Ochlo, if he eats now this Dam, says Rashi, Afre B'almahu, it has a look of the floor itself, of earth, and it hasn't got a mile of a Dam, to say it has a Chumir of Achilas Dam. Kamash Malon, that the Torah is teaching us a separate lav and a separate chorus, that is a din of Achilas Dam, there's an Issa, even on Dam Kisui. This is Shitas Rashi, that the Avamina would be by Kisui Adam, that it's bottled on the Agav Ar. The Shita Mekubetzes over here asks on Rashi, that Lechir, how can one say that this Dam should become bottle, like we find a bittle in a Taruvus, it becomes bottle? The Chir says the Shittim Kubetzes, we only find normally a bittle in Taruvus only in the case where we do not see it. It is Einu Nikir in a case where we don't know, like Yovish B'Yovish, we don't know which one's the Issa. So then we say that the Issa is bottled in the Heter because it becomes unknown, we don't know where it is. But over here, the Dam is very noticeable, Agav Arya. So why should we say that this Dam should go now and become bottled to the Arya because it's not noticeable, it's like a bittle in the Taruvus? Now, the Sefer Yechaim Pe'er explains and answers the Kasha of the Shitta, and he says, Be'emes, we have to understand even more in Rashi. Because Be'emes, if we're going to say that the reason why Rashi holds this becomes, you need the extra posuk to teach us that there's a chorus and there's a lav on Dam Kisui, why does the posuk teach us this halacha only by the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, which refers to Chaya and Oif? L'chaya, if the Svar of Rashi is right, that any Dam which is Agav Ar, which is bottled to the floor, and it's not noticeable, like the Shittas Kasha, should become bottle, then L'chaya, this is not Dafke by Dam Kisui, which is a mitzvah of Kisui Adam. It should be any Dam, even of a behemoth, and there was no Kisui, but the Lemaisa, it went onto the floor, and got covered over, and then later on, the earth came off this Dam, and now we have the Dam. This also should become bottled onto the floor, like the Svar of the Shittas Mekubetzes in Shittas Rashi. The Shittas Mekubetzes understands in Rashi that Rashi is telling us that since this Dam was underneath the ground and later on the offer came off, this is not enough. We still say that it's bottle Agav Ar, and the Shittas asks L'chir, now it is noticeable why it should become bottle. Says Yechaim Pe'er that if L'chir, the Rashi is saying a Svar in Bittle, like a Bittle in a Taruvus because it's not noticeable enough, then the Chayyah, this has nothing got to do with the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, any Dam which goes onto the floor and becomes a chilek of the area. The Chayyah, this should say that since it's not noticeable anymore, then it should become bottle. Memela says, Yechaim Pe'er, the Chayyah, Rashi does not mean like the Shitta understands, this is a certain bittle in the Taruvahs, like a bittle of a min b'she'in eminoi or min b'minoi, that we have a bittle. Over here, the bittle is a different kind of bittle, which we find other places in Shas. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, in Yutet Samid Beis, in other places we find a bittle in Sukkah. The Gemara says that you can take something, a teven, and the Gemara says, the beginning of Sukkah, daf Daled, teven u bitloi, that that becomes part of the floor in order to be memayit in the Shia of Sukkah. So to other places, Rokik hamemayit bechaloyin over there in the Gemara of Basra, that we take something and we mevatel this thing to the floor, and it becomes now a chilek of the floor, a chilek of the wall, and a chilek of the Sukkah through the bittel which the person does. Says the Chaim Pe'er, this lechira what Rashi means over here, that it is bottle agav ar. Of course, this dam is still noticeable, and there's no dim bittel mitzad hilchis taruvus. Rashi means to say that it is bottle agav ar because of the mitzvah of kisui adam, which be'emes only applies to the mitzvah of the dam of chayon oif, like the Gemara says, that this is referring to dam kisui. Since there was a mitzvah for him to put this dam on the floor and to put offer on top of the dam, therefore it could be that he has already been mevatel the dam to the floor, and now it becomes bottle agav ayir, not because it is not noticeable, but because there's a bittle of agav ayir, a different kind of bittle, a bittle a person does to leave it there and to go and give it a din of offer. And memela, maybe this will be enough, says the Gemara, to tell us that it should lose its Torah's dam, and now you're going to be potter on Achilas dam. Memela, we need to have a new posuk and a new chorus to teach us of dam kisui is going to be chayiv. So this is how the Chaim Pe'er discusses and explains the Pshat in Rashi of Dam Kisui. The Tosfos Yeshanim over here tells us a different reason, that the reason why the Gemara holds that we need to have a Pasuk and a Chorus to teach us Dam Kisui is because the Lashon of the Torah is telling us Loisoich Lenu, in referring to the Chilas Dam, it says Loisoich Lenu, one should not eat Dam, Al Oretz Tishpachenu Kamoyim, you should pour the Dam onto the floor and it shouldn't be eaten. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, this Dam Chayo and Oif, which has a halacha that it is not nishpach kamaim, because it has a halacha of kisui, you cannot just pour it onto the floor like water. Memela, one would say that it is not included in the Torah's lav of loisich lenu, because you cannot be mekayim the safe of the pasuk of aloi sishpachenu kamoim. Memela, maybe it's not included in the ratio also of loisich lenu, and this is the reason why the Gemara holds we need a new lav and a new chorus for dam kisui. A third mahalach we find in the Yireim in Siman Memches, and he tells us that the Ikka Issa of Dam, many times we find, in reference to the Kodshim. And the Pasuk tells us, Ki Adom Hu Banefesh Yichapir. A lot of times we find the Issa of Achilas Dam, because it has a Kapora by Kodshim. Dam is always used, Zrikas Adam is always used for Zrikas HaKodshim. This is the Yisoida Issa of Achilas Dam. Mamele Chayo and Oif, which Chayo has a Din Kisui Adam, and Oif also has a Din Kisui Adam by Chulim, but not by Mukdoshin. Chayo is bichlal not koiv al gabi amizbeach. Therefore, one would say that these are not included in the dam which the Torah is referring to, because the Torah is referring to dam which has a shaykhus to kodshim, which is shaykh for kapora. Mashenki dam kisui is not shaykh for kapora, because it comes from a chayo and a oif which need kisui. And the mela, therefore, this is not included in the issa of dam, because it is not going to the klal of ki adam hu banefesh yichapi. This is the reason why we need to have a new pasuk and a new lav and a new chorus for the din of chayo and oif. Now, we have to understand, because there are oifis lemaisa which are kochim, which are koiv al gabi amizbeach. Chayo is not all koiv al gabi amizbeach, but oif, there are oifis which are koiv al gabi amizbeach. But since this oif is chulin, and therefore you chayv in kisi adam, then therefore this is enough to go be memayit, even though there are some oifis which are koiv al gabi amizbeach. The Ravid also in Tumim Deim in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin says the same pshat, that the din is only dafke on dam of a behema which is shaykh to be koiv agami amizbeach ki adam hu benefesh echapi. And the Shittim HaKobetzes over here in Ashmotes in Ois Lamed Ches, he brings down this pshat, the third pshat in Rishoni, why we need to have a lav and a chorus for dam kisui. Now moving further on into the next Gemara, at the end of Daled Amud Beis on my Rebbe Ila, the new din of Ochal, Maise, Dogon, Vetirish, Vyitzar, Loike, Sholish. We're discussing the Avera of eating Maise Sheini, Chutz Lechoyma, there's a din, Vochal Talifne Hashem Elikecho. Says the B'ila that if someone eats Maise, Dogon, Maise Sheini of Dogon, Tirish, Vyitzar, he's gonna get 3 Malkas. The Gemara explains later on in Daf Hei, the reason is because even though there's a Lav Shebichlolus, but here there's extra words teaching us, Lichuda Achilad al Kolchad Vechad, that he's gonna be Chayev a Malkas. There's an interesting point over here from the Be'er Sheva. He points out in the Sefer over here that even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Ochal, Maise, Dogon, Tirish, V'Yitzar, which is referring to a Lashon of Achila, of eating this Maise, but Be'emes is different. The reason why the Gemara uses the Lashon of Achila is only in reference to the first din of Ochal, Maise, Dogon, the flour, which is a din of Achila. But Tzeze Be'esheva, when we're discussing Tirish V'Gitzar, the wine and the oil, which is actually shtir, which is actually a liquid, then the din is on achila, he's going to be chayiv, he's going to get malchus on the shtir, on the drinking of the tirish and the yitzor. And the word achila is only referring to the maisa dogon. And says the Be'esheva, so to the shtir, the amount of how much a person has to do and has to be over in order to be chayiv, it is different in the maisa dogon, the shtir is bekazayis. Whereas in tirish v'yitzor, which is a liquid, there the shtir is going to be berevius, and says the Be'esheva is mafurish. And the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Sheni in Perek Beis Halacha Hey, ha'oichel kazayis, Maisa Sheni min Adogon is going to be chayiv chutz l'chaymo is loike. Whereas when the Rambam says, when in reference to the din of drinking the tirosh, which is the wine, there the Rambam says the shir is shayse revias yain is also chayiv for the shtir, for the actually drinking of the wine. This is how the Be'esheva explains the loshon of ochal is only going on the Maisa Dogon. But the Maisa, this din which the Be'esheva mentions, in middle of his words, he mentions that there is a difference between the achila, which is only referring to the flour, whereas tirish and yitzar, and also the shemen, the oil, is also, says the Be'esheva, a issa of shtir, issa of drinking, and the issa is going to be, since it's a liquid, it's a issa of a revis. This is not simple at all, because even though Be'esheva says that it seems to be the svara, that the oil, you can be chayiv if you drink the oil, and the shtir is going to be with a maisa shtir of revis. But if you look in the chinuch of Yeh in this mitzvah, in Tof Mem Daled, when he discusses this avera of eating maisa sheni outside the chumas Yerushalayim, says the chinuch, that even though the wine is the issa of shtir of drinking with revis, but the Moiri V'Rabbi says the chinuch, he quotes from his Rebbe, which if it's the Ra'ah, then normally the Rebbe is the Ramban, then the chinuch says from his Rebbe that the shir of Aviyah, the din of drinking yitzah, drinking oil, says the chinuch, even though it's a mashke, even though it's a liquid, be'lachila hu oimed, it is only made to eat. If someone drinks a whole cup of oil, it botlo daitoi, there's no shtir, there's no normal person who's going to drink a whole cup of oil. Therefore, the issa of yitzar is actually not an issa of shtir. It is an issa of achila when you use it together with everything else. The issa is an issa of achila because la achila wo'imed, normally it's made to be eaten together with other things also. Therefore, the issa is a maisa achila and the shtir is going to be bekazayis because says the chinuch from his Rebbe that botlo daito yitza kol odom if he drinks the oil. And says the chinuch yadzon that even though we do find the Yishmaelim, the Arabs, they do drink the oil, we do find by them that there is such a concept of drinking oil, but says the chinuch that this is botla daita, this is abnormal, and normal people only have a din of achila, and therefore the shia is going to be bekazayis. So to the Maram Sheik over there in the Gilin in the chinuch, he points out the Lashon of the Rambam, which Be'esheva himself quoted, it seems this way, because the Rambam only mentions the shia of revis and the idea of drinking only when he's discussing the din of tirosh, when he's discussing the wine, and not when he's discussing the oil, which would seem also like the chinuch takes on, that the din of yitzar is actually, even though it's a liquid, but it's a isa achilo, because la achilo oimed is made to be eaten, and anyone who drinks it, it's botlo daite, and it's isa achilo. Therefore, the loshon of our gemara of ochal is not just in reference to the maisa dogon, but also on the case of the yitzar, even though on the din of the tirosh, which is the wine, is actually a din shtir, which is a shir berivis. Now, moving further on into the gemara, and here medalef, the next din of the Gemara, which is referring to the Issa of Chodosh, the Issa of Lechem, Koli, V'Charmel, Loitzichlu, until the Avo of the Oimeh, of the din, of the Issa of Chodosh in the Torah. Now there's a Shaila of the Gemara discusses if this applies by the Lechem, Koli, and Karmel, there's not Lav Shebichlolus. These are the three cases mentioned in the Pasuk, that there's an Issa of Chodosh, if you eat the Tvur, either when it's ready made into a bread of Lechem, or Koli and Caramel. The Gemara makes a Tzrichasa between all of them, that we need to have them. The Gemara says, L'maisa day Luka Shalosh. Now there's a big Shaila in Achrenim, mentioned already in the Yarchin, in the Kovetz HaTvuno, in Simon Mem Gimel from Ribiso Salanta, he has already a Shaila over there. What is the Alocha of the Issa Chodosh by other meaning, other things besides Lechem, Koli and Caramel? If someone's going to make a different tavshil, a different dish out of the tvur of chodosh, is there also going to be a issa of chodosh? Does one say that since the Torah only mentions lechem, koli, and karmel, it could be only these three have the issa of chodosh, but not every single tavshil or a different mean or different thing of he's going to make out of his tvur is not going to be also a very big shailan. It's very relevant to many different cases of different tavshilim if they have an Issa of Chodosh. And if so, Salanta discusses that Lechayah, one should say, that since the Maskona of our Gemara, the Gemara says that we can learn each Issa from the other, the Gemara says, we can make Chadmi Tarti, or Chadmi Trey. So the Gemara, Lechayah, once you have all the three, Lechem, Koli, and Caramel, now we can learn all the other Minim, all every different kind of Tavshil from these three, and if Lechayah, one should say, that all of the Minim and all the Tavshilim are going to be also with the Issa of Chodosh. Besides Bisol Salante, it could be that Be'emus over here, the Gemara says that there's a Svara that Koli and Lechem apply, have a Chuyma, because we find them by Menochis. Shekenis Rabbe Itzel Menochis. The Gemara seems to say that only the Koli and the Lechem, they we find by Menochis. Mashenkin, whereas the Caramel, the Gemara says, it seems that the Caramel doesn't apply by Menochis. Rashi already points this out on Dalet Amud Beis. We do find the idea of Caramel by the Minchas Oime. Says it besos Alanta, we can say the Gemara just means to say that the din of Caramel, which we find by the Minchas Oime, is not ma'akiv. It is only a din lechatchila. Therefore, the Gemara holds that the Koli and the Lechem, they have a halacha leikuva, but the eved in the parish of Menochis, whereas the din Caramel, even though it is found by Menochis, by the Minchas Oime, but it is not leikuva, it's only a din lechatchila. Therefore, we have a din that we cannot learn Caramel out of Lechem and Koli, because they have a din leikuva, even by the eved, it's ma'akiv by the Menochis. But says it besos Alanta, if so, once we're going to be discussing other kind of minim, other tavshilim that they should learn, they should be learned from Lechem, Koli, and Caramel, over there we can say that now we can already apply the svara of Caramel also is found by Menochis, Al-Koponim, Adin Lechatchila, that we find the idea of Caramel, the concept by Menochis, by the Minchas Oima. And therefore, when we're going to learn other tavshilim which don't apply at all by Menochis, we can have a pircha, and we cannot learn other tavshilim from these three, from Lechem, Koli, and Caramel. And therefore, says the Bissal Salante, could be that only the Lechem, Koli, and Caramel also, but not the other minim. This is his sofik, and he's Madaik in the Loshon of the Rambam, in Macholas Asuris, in Perikud Alocha Beis. The Rambam over there brings down the din, and it doesn't mention clearly that the din is only in the case of Lechem, Koli, and Caramel. The Rambam says, any time you have tour from the Chameshes, Mine Dogon, also Lechol, Mechodosh Sheloi. We're not allowed to eat from any of the new produce, we're not allowed to eat until the Havoas or Imer, Mamila sounds, says it, because an answer from the Rambam, that this din applies across the board by all the Tavshilim, and not just by Lechem, Koli, and Caramel. Whereas in the Loshon of the Tour and Shulchan Aruch, in Erechaim, in Simon Tov Peites, over there they mention only the din that you're not allowed to make lechem, koli, and caramel, which over there will be mashma, the other tafshinim or muta. This, says the Bissal Salanta, seems to be a machlikas between the Rambam and the Loshon of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. So too, in the Chedush HaRim, in his Chuvas, in Chuvas HaRim, in your ideas, in your test, he takes on from this Loshon of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch that only lechem and koli and caramel are also, but not any other minim. A very big discussion, very relevant la'alocha. What is the din of Chodosh by other minim besides lechem, koli, and caramel? Can we learn everything out, lemaskonas ha'gemore, from lechem, koli, and caramel? Now there's another point, a very yitzidastiger shayla, which the Achrinim discuss in different places in Shas, based on our Gemara, on the idea which we find by us in the sugya, which is lechiru chidush in hilchas macholos asuris, on things which are not allowed to be eaten. What is the din of halacha of a food which is also to be eaten, but then it gets changed? It was nishtane, it was changed into something else. Do we say that this shinui, this change of the issa of the food, should now permit the food to be eaten because it's not in its original status, in its original form, that the Torah asked it? There's a chidush from Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus, at the end, at the back of the Rif, on the Ginnin of the Rif, that Rif is Lamed Aleph, Hamed Aleph, says Rabbeinu Yonah. He discusses over there the issa of dam, and he says that blood which was nishtane, changed into something else, even though originally it started off as dam, but one can argue and say that now it should become mutter because it's a issa, shenishtane, it's changed. This is not anymore the dam which the Torah spoke about, since it's not in the original form. So too, says Rabbeinu Yonah, we have the issa of ragli dvorim. A lot of times the bees, their feet get cut off when they're in the dvash, when they're in the honey, in the process of the honey making. Then sometimes you can have a mixture of the ragli dvorim, which the Rishonim discuss, how are we allowed to eat dvash? Why are we not chishish that we have some feet of the bees and the bees are also to be eaten shrotzim. How are we allowed to eat honey, which could have a mixture also of the ugly dvarim, the feet of the bees, inside mixed into the honey? Toisus Navi Dazor, Daf Samech Tes discusses this, and says Rabbeinu Yoina, the metzius is that once the feet get into the honey, eventually the feet themselves turn into the honey, they turn into vash, to dvash, then it's hapich lidvash. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yoina, now it becomes mutter, because they're not anymore ugly dvarim, they have been nishtane, they have actually changed, and now they have turned into dvash, therefore it becomes mutter of the isser shenishtane. This is the episode which you find in Rabbeinu Yoina, in Brochus, Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, Bedapi Orif. Says in the Sivus in the Sefer Mekor Chaim on Ilchus Pesach in Erechaim Yisim Tov Samach Zayin Sivkot and Dalet. Says in the Sivus that we find this idea Mefurish in our Gemara over here in Krisus Heyom Ed Aleph. The Gemara over here is discussing the din of Chodosh. Says the Gemara that if the Torah will only say the Is of Chodosh by Koli, then one would argue and say that Lechem, if this Koli, the Tvur, which was made now into a bread, it was made into a dough and then it was baked into a bread, would not be Asa because it is not Isa Be'enei. Only Koli and Caramel, the Gemara says, these are Issa Be'enei, the Tvur in its original form, how it grows, this is the din of Koli and Caramel. Therefore, the Koli and the Caramel, they are also, but the Lechem, which has already been changed, this is already a Nishtane, therefore it does not become also, the Torah explicitly had to write that the Lechem is also, because otherwise one would argue and say that it is Issa, which is already Nishtane, it's changed already, and it's not Issa Be'enei, it is not in its original form, and therefore it should become Mutter. Says in the Sivus, you see over here clearly, like Rabbeinu Yoina says, that if they take the Issa and it changes its form, it becomes Mutter, because it's Issa Shenishtane, therefore by Chodosh, the Torah had to write clearly that the Lechem is also. Memela, this is his Rai from our Sugya, so too we said the Chedush Harim earlier in your Ideas and in your test. He also said that once you make it into a dough, it will be Poka, the Issa of Koli. The Issa of Koli will go away, and the only reason why now it becomes Asa is only for this new Issa of Lechem, and you will not get any Avera because of the Issa Koli, because the Issa Koli has now been changed, and now it only is Asa because of its bread, because now it's changed and lost the din of Koli. The Chasam Sefer in Yoridei and Simon Kufi Dalet, in his Tshuva, he argues very much on this din of the Nesivus, that any type of shinui, any type of change will be enough to go and say that now it should become mutter once it's already changed from Koli to Lechem. This shinui, this type of change will be enough. And he argues that this shinui will not be enough to go and be matter the Issa, and explains the Chasam Sefer, our Gemara is not Raya, one can say, it is only a Havamina, only one would make a mistake and say, if not for the Lashon of Lechem, that this shinui, this change alone, will be enough to say that it should become mutter. But now that the Pasuk tells us that Lechem is also, it is just a gilui to teach us that this shinui, this change of from being a Koli to a Lechem is not enough, and we have to actually have a shinui gomu, only when it's totally changed and becomes something else, but not alone, that it changes form, this won't be enough for the Issa of Shinui, for the Heta of Shinui, and this Gemara is only the Havamina that we need to have a Pasuk to tell us the Lechem. Another Mahalach says Chasam Sefer, interesting din, he says, that it could be, the Gemara means to say, that if not for the Pasuk of Lechem, one would say that in a case where the bread is now being baked, the only reason why he's still Chayev is only because of the Koli, which is inside the bread. And therefore the Chiyuv is only going to be on the Tvur, and on the kernels, and on the Kemach, the actual flour which was made from the Koli. But in a Lechem, as we know, when we make a dough, we have other things also going into the dough. We have Mayim, we have water, we have Melach, the salt which we put into the dough. Therefore, says the Chasam Sefer, we need to have a new Pasuk of Lechem to teach us that the Chiyuv now is actually on the Lechem, on the bread, and therefore now, since the bread is which is also, there's a Issa and there's a Shlomas Shia, you could be Chayev on all the Chalokim of the bread, which makes this Lechem into a Lechem, even on the Mayim and Melach, or also Mitzuruf into the Shia, and this is the reason why the Gemara holds that we need a new Pasuk of Lechem, Shekein Nishtane, it's not Issa Be'enei, it is not in its original form, because even though, as we said, the Shinui is not enough, and we can still be Chayev because of the Koli, but Lemaisa, the Chiyuv, if so, will only be on the Tvur, but not on the Mayim and Melach, and therefore we need to have a new Pasuk of Lechem. This is the meaning of the Gemara, but not that the Shinui, the change, will be enough to say that it should become Mutter and Gans and totally, and says the Chasam Sefer, a Shinui like this will not be enough. The Ikad Din of the Chasam Sefer, that Yechayev on Lechem, even on the other Chalokim, even on the other parts, the Mayim and the Melach, we find this also in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Shin Gimel Nois Yud Aleph, that the Lechem, we don't have to have the Kazais of the Tvur, it will be enough, the Mayim and Melech also, and therefore, you're going to have a new Pasuk of a Lechem. The Nesivus himself answers back in his Tshuva, in Nachles Yankiv, in Tshuva Beit, he says that this din, even if the Chasam Sefer is right that this din is going to be even on the din of Lechem is Chayev, even on the Maim and the Melach, but this din is Misvore, since now this is the Lechem and therefore you're going to be Chayev, Misvore on the Ula Chalokim. And the only reason why the Gemara says that the reason why we need a new Pasuk of Lechem is only because there's a Shinui, there's a change, and it's a Raya from this Gemara that this change is also enough to have this Halacha of Shinui from the original Lisa, and therefore every Macholis Asuris, which changes its form, is also enough to say that you should be Chayev. This is the Chidush and the Machlikas of the year between the Nesivis and the Chasam Sefer. There is another machlik, another way of learning the Gemara. This is Oisameach, Meir Simcha, in Macholos Asuris, in the Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet. He suggests an interesting Maalach, a novel approach over here to explain the Gemara, that the Gemara means to say that the Lechem is not originally like Koli, which is Ise Be'enei. The Gemara means it's discussing a case where the Torah, the Issa Chodosh, is only given when Klal Yisrael, when the Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. Says Oisameach, what would be in a case where people had already baked their breads before in Chutz La'aretz and now they enter Eretz Yisrael? Does this bread now become Osir? Now over here we cannot say that the Issa of the bread should be because of the Koli, because of the Tvur which is inside the bread, because the Tvur which was inside never became Osir. The Tvur was when before they entered Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if not for the new din of Lechem, then we'll say that since Lechem is not automatically Osir because it's different than the Koli, even though why could we not be Chayev because of the Koli? Says the Yisrael, yeah, you cannot be Chayev because of the Koli which is inside the bread, because the Koli was actually before they came into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the only way they can be Chayev is only because of the Lechem. Therefore, we need to have a new Pasuk to teach us that the Lechem on its own is also Osir, but it's Chodosh, and therefore they're not allowed to eat the bread, even though it came into Eretz Yisrael originally, it came in when it was ready Lechem. This is the Chiddush of the Gemara. So Mamela says, Oisameach, we have no Raya from our Gemara, that in a case where the Koli was ready Osir, and later he baked it and made the bread out of it, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that now it's Poka, the Issa of Koli goes away totally, like the Chiddush Arim, and like we said from the Nesivus Shitta, that this Shinui, this change is enough. But the Gemara is discussing a case where it never became also when it was Koli, and only later on it became also at Lechem. This is the reason why we need to have a new Pasuk, because Lechem is a Svara that it's not Be'en, therefore it could be the Torah didn't answer it, and that's why we need a new Pasuk of Lechem. So this is a discussion of here in the Sugya. Are you saying this to Geshayle, Nichos Macholis Asuris, to have a Raya from our Gemara, to say that in a case where the Issa changes, do we say that now it becomes mutter and therefore we need to have a new Issa of Lechem, or do we say different reasons why over here we need the Issa Lechem, even though the Issa of Koli, the original Issa, it still applies and still is also in this case where it became and baked into a bread? There is an interesting question on the Ikka Hanocha of the Nesivus on the Chiddush, which the Nesivus holds that any change is enough to go and say that now it should become mutter. Says Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer in Chelek Dalet Simen Tzadik Aleph, he says that we have to know, even if we're going to argue and agree to the Nesivus and say that the din of Shinui is enough to go, that the original Issa should go away, but why do we not have an Issa of Yoytzei min ha'Osa? The Gemara says at the beginning of Bechirius that any time you have Yoytzei, something comes out of a Dover ha'Osa, it also becomes Osa to eat. Over here, even if now in its form, now the way it is, it's bread, it becomes Mutter because it changed, but originates from something which was Osa, L'chayah, this should be included in the Issa of Yoytzei min ha'Osa. Mamela L'chayah, we still have to understand, why does the Torah find it necessary to go and write the Issa of Lechem if the only reason is because the Issa of Koli went away, but L'chayah, we should still have the Issa of Yoytzei min ha'Osa? This is a discussion that Chaim Oizer over there has with the Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Ha'at Tzvi, and it's printed also in the Ha'at Tzvi in his Truvas in Yerideya and Simon Rish Lamates. The discussion, why is there no problem of Yoytzei min ha'Osa over here in the case where Issa changed over into something else in the form, and this is a machlekes between the Nesivus and the Chasam Sefer. Are you saying this Liga Shaila and Hilchos Macholis Asuris? Now, moving further on into the Sugya of Shemen Amishcha over here in Daf Hei Omed Aleph. The Shemen Amishcha, the Mishnah tells us, there's two krisos, two averis which a person can do regarding the Shemen Amishcha. The first is if he's going to be mefateim the Shemen Amishcha, he's going to copy and make for himself the Shemen HaMishcha, is going to be Chayiv Koris. This is the Issa on Mefatim Shemen HaMishcha. The second Issa is the din if someone is soch b'Shemen HaMishcha. He actually uses the Shemen HaMishcha, which the Gemara explains, this din is only if he uses the Shemen Sha'osa Moshe, the one, the Shemen HaMishcha, which Moshe Rabbeinu made. If he uses this Shemen for his own purpose, he's going to be Chayiv Koris for soch b'Shemen HaMishcha. Now the Gemara tells us on Amud Beis, Yeah, we have a pasuk by the parasha of Shemen Amishcho that the Shemen which Moshe Rabbeinu made originally, this Shemen was actually Kayom Kuloi Lo'asid Lover. It was always Kayom Lo'ilom. It stayed Lo'ilom Voed. It was Nignaz later on. It was hidden by Yishiyahu HaMelech. But the Shemen which Moshe made actually was never missing even after all the Meshichas. And after all the usages of this Shemen, it still stayed in the right amount. And there was a nes, which the Gemara says, that the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu, we learn this from a pasuk, Yieh Zeli, was Kayom Lo'ilom, it stayed Lo'ilom Void. Memela, it comes out that there was actually never a time when there was a necessity to go and make a new Shemen. There was always the Shemen of Moshe, which was always around, which was always there to be used for any Meshichas, which were necessary in the Beis HaMikdosh and for the Melochim and the Kohanim. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Klei HaMikdosh, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah sasei to make the Shemen HaMishcho, and the Shemen should be ready to be used in the Beis HaMikdosh for anything which needs Meshicha, and so too for the Kohanim and the Melochim, like the Gemara discussing on the Beis, says the Rambam, this is a mitzvah sasei for the Klal Yisrael to make the Shemen HaMishcho. So too the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Asei Lamed Hei, he says that this is a mitzvah sasei. Now there's a very sadistic question asked over here by the Achronim, which is understanding Bichlal in a fundamental Havona over here in the parasha of Shemen HaMishcho. The Rambam, as we said, he paskins that there's a mitzvah asei to use, to make a Shemen HaMishcho, lasso is Shemen HaMishcho, to go and make this Shemen. Ask the Achronim, we'll see mentioned soon, the different Achronim who asked this question, the Rambam as Yesoid, in Hilchus, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and how to count the Tayag Mitzvahs, says the Rambam in Shoshim, in Shoyish Gimel, that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs we only count part of the Tayag Mitzvahs, only those Mitzvahs which are applicable, which are Neug Ledoiris, which apply to always Ledoiris, but not just a Mitzvah of Leshah, which only said in a certain period of time when the Torah was given during the Mishkan, and different times when the Mitzvah was only Leshah. So L'chayr over here we have to understand, if Be'emes, the Shemen which Moshe Rabbeinu made, and this stayed lo'asid lovoy and stayed lo'ilom void, nothing was ever missing from this Shemen. So Memeila L'chayr, we have to ask, what is this mitzvah asay on us to go and make the Shemen HaMishcho, which would seem in the Rambam, is a mitzvah l'duris, it's a continuous mitzvah forever that it has to be made, we have to make the Shemen HaMishcho. L'chayr, if the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu was always around, it didn't make a new Shemen, so when is this mitzvah negeya? L'chayr, it is only applicable to the Shemen originally, to make the Shemen HaMishcho, but now that we have the Shemen of Moshe and it always stays around, so there's no mitzvah anymore. So why does the Rambam count this one as part of the Tariag Mitzvah? It's L'chayr, seemingly, it would seem to us that this mitzvah is not Noyeg L'Doyeris, it is only a mitzvah which is Noyeg L'Shah. So there are many different Achrinim discuss this point, and different reasons given why we can understand that this mitzvah is actually a mitzvah L'Doyeris. The first Mahalach is Orch L'Nei over here in our Sugya. We find this also in the Chidushi HaGriz over here, he brings down on Amid Beis from Reb Chaim, also this Mahalach. And he says, if we look in the Lashon of the Rambam, we see the mitzvah which the Rambam counts is not the actual making of the Shemen HaMishcho only. The Rambam tells us that the mitzvah is also, besides the Ike Asir, besides the making of the Shemen, there's a mitzvah sheyeh muchon, the Shemen should be available to us, lidvorim atzvichim meshicha, for anything which needs meshicha. So it seems in the Rambam that a part of the mitzvah is not the actual making of the Shemen, but it's the kiyum, that the Shemen is around in the Beis HaMikdosh, available to be used. This is a part of the mitzvah of the Shemen HaMishcho. Memeila, if so, this is definitely a mitzvah, and the Heges L'Doyeris, we mekayim a mitzvah always, with this Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though there's no Asiyah, we don't actually make a new Shemen, but the kiyum L'Doyeris, that the Shemen is always around and available for to be used, this is a kiyum of this mitzvah, therefore it is a mitzvah which is L'Doyeris, and the Chaim explains, this is Be'etzon the Loshon of the Pasuk, if the Pasuk tells us, Yieh Zeli, which is mashma, that the idea of the Shemen, the mitzvah, is actually that it should be there for us to be used. Yieh, it should stay, and this is the kiyum, which is Mekayim, the mitzvah L'doyeris, the mere fact that the Shemen is around and available, Muchon L'dvorim Atzvichim Meshicha. A second Malach says Biskirov himself, in his Chidushim, that the part of the mitzvah, it is mashma very similar to what Reb Chaim explains. The Rambam is mashma that the mitzvah is also the actual using of the shemen. The maisa meshicha, which we're going to be using, we use the shemen to go on every new kli. Sometimes it can be used with the shemen amishcha, new kli and godoil, like the Gemara says in Amud Beis, and the new din in the case of melech, in the case of machloikas, the din is that you have to anoint him with this shemen amishcha, and this mashma in the Rambam, the actual using of the shemen is also part of this mitzvah asei, and therefore it's noig l'dayus when we actually use the shemen, even though there's no mitzvah asei anymore, applicable to us to say that we should make the shemen since it is kayon, but we have a mitzvah when we use the shemen. This is the mitzvah which is l'dayus. Another ma'alach, interesting ma'alach, says Bitzkirov, over here, Biktzorio, but he says more barichas, it brought down in his name, in the Sefer Zikorin, Eitz Erez, in Amut Tov Samech Beis. Says Bitzkirov, a different ma'alach, that be'emus, there's no real issa for us, there's no reason why nowadays we do not make another Shemen Amishcha, even in a case where we have the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the time of the Bisa Mikdosh, the Gemara says that the Shemen was around the whole time, the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu was a nes, and it stayed loilom void. But be'emes, the reason why they didn't make another Shemen was not because there's a din that we always had to use only the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no such halacha in the Torah to say that the only Shemen Amishcha which is kosher is only the Shemen which Moshe Rabbeinu uses. There's a din on every single Shemen Amishcha. If Lu Yetzuya, if ever will happen that the Shemen Amishcha would have got lost and will not have the Shemen Amishcha which Moshe Rabbeinu made, then of course there'll be a din to go and make a new Shemen, because there's no halacha in the Torah that we have to always use only the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason why there was a time of Moshe Rabbeinu, since it was still around, then the reason why we do not make another Shemen, since it wasn't necessary to us to make a new one, we had the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. Adds on the Bitzkirov, it could be that there was actually a halacha, and it seems to be in the Lashon of the Rambam, this way in Pirush HaMishnah, it's a Menocha, it's in Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, that there actually was a Issa to go and make another Shemen, if the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu is still around. It seems to be Bekabola, that the Lashon of the Rambam, Kach Kibalnu, the Rambam says by us also in the Pirush HaMishnah, it's in Krisos, there was a Kabola, Midoridori from Moshe Rabbeinu, that as long as the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu is still around, one should not make a different Shemen and use a different one. But this is only because the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu is still around, so those are defaults, those better to be using the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore we didn't make a different Shemen. But in a case where Moshe Rabbeinu's Shemen will get lost, then of course there's a din that we should make a new Shemen HaMishcha, because as we explained, there's no halacha that we have to always use dafke the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no such din. Any Shemen HaMishcha is going to be kosher, but the reason is because we didn't make another Shemen, kol oid, as long as the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu is still around, then it could be either practically they didn't need to, or actually there was an issa not to do so, but I'll call upon him, this is only kol oid, only as long as the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu was still around. Therefore, says the Bitzkirov, of course it's a mitzvah, haniheges l'doyus, because the mitzvah actually does apply. Even though practically there was no need, there was never a time when we were mekayim this mitzvah, besides this original asiya, the making of the Shemen during Moshe Rabbeinu's time. But the mitzvah still applies, and there will be negea if ever the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu will disappear and will not be kayim in the world, then we'll be emes have another mitzvah to go and make a new Shemen HaMishcha. As we said, there's no din that we have to only use the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how the Biskirov over there in the Sefer Zikorin Eitz Erez explains that this may be the reason why there's a din of a mitzvah haniheges l'doyus. Now this thing which Biskirov says is medayik over here in the Rambam, that there's a Kabbalah that we shouldn't make a new Shemen, we find this svar also in the Radvaz, the Gilyoni Hashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Yuma, in Chof Beis Amid Beis. He brings down a question from the Radvaz, who asks in the Sefer Migdal David, that why we find it on in the Gemara that Yeshua HaMelech, he was going as he hid the Shemen HaMishcha. Why do we find that since he hid the Shemen HaMishcha, they didn't have to use any other Shemen HaMishcha? As we explained, there's no din that we have to use Dafka, the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why didn't the Yidden over there in the Beis HaMikdosh make a new Shemen HaMishcha? We knew how to make it, we had the Samamonim. Why could we not make a new Shemen HaMishcha? And since Yeshayahu HaMelech was goyness, he hid the Shemen HaMishcha, we didn't use anymore any Shemen HaMishcha like it's Mavur later on in the Gemara. Says Radvaz, which is the same Yisoid which Biskirov said from the Lashon of the Rambam, that actually kol oid, as long as the Shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu is around, there was actually a Issa, that we are not allowed to make another Shemen, We have to always use this shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not allowed to make a different shemen because Moshe Rabbeinu is still around. And therefore, even though Yeshayahu, he hid the shemen, but it's still around. And therefore, we cannot possibly, it's not possible for us to make a different shemen. So as we explained, even though there's no issa to go and use a different shemen, because we can be mekayim the mitzvah with a different shemen also, but as long as the shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu is around, there's a problem that we couldn't make another one, because that was the din bekabbalah that we shouldn't make another shemen, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu's shemen HaMishcha was still around, like Biskirov explained from the Lashon of the Rambam. Rabbi Yosef Engel over there, he asks on the Radvaz in Yom HaChopesom at Beis in Gilyoni HaShas, so where do we find such a issa, where do we find such a halacha that you cannot make a new shemen as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was around? But this is how the Biskirov explains over here from the Lashon of the Rambam, in the Lashon of Kach Kibalnu over here in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis. Now at the end of the Omid, we find a machlekes between Ebi Yehuda and Ebi Yosi on the exact way of making the Shemen HaMishcha. And Ebi Yehuda says that they made the Shemen HaMishcha, they took the Samamonim, and they were soch the Shemen, whichever Shemen they used, the Ma'al Shemen, they came, and they were soch, they used to make all the Shemen together. Says Ebi Yosi, Halolosucho Ikrim Einoi Maspik. It's not enough even to go and make a Sicha, just to smear the Samamonim, it won't be enough. Definitely, it won't be enough after the Shlika, and after, if you're going to soak it in the Shemen, all the Shemen is going to be absorbed in the Samamonim, and there will be no Shemen left over. There will only be Samamonim which has the, which absorbed the Shemen. Says Ebi Yosi, therefore, definitely beforehand, we had to be Shoyle Ketzo Ikrim with the Mayim. We had to first originally go and soak the Samamonim in water, therefore it won't absorb any Shemen anymore, and only afterwards put in the Shemen. This way we'll have the amount, right amount of Shemen HaMishcha, the Yud Beis Hin, this shear of Shemen HaMishcha. But according to Reb Yudah, there will be no way of doing, making a Shemen, and answers Reb Yudah that everything was a mess, as we find, like we mentioned, that the whole Shemen was Kayim Lasid Lovoy, therefore everything was a Nes, so too the Ika Asiya in the making of the Shemen, everything was made B'derech Nes, and there was no need to go and first soak the Samamonim in water, because there was a Nes in the making of the Shemen HaMishcha. This is the Machlekes in the Beiser between Ebi Yehuda and Ebi Yosi. There's a very famous question of here asked by Chronim. We find this question already in the Ponim Yofos, in his Pasha Sefer HaTorah, in Pasha's Kisiso, in Amud Reish Nun Tes, and he asked that L'chiru, we can ask a question on Ebi Yehuda's Shita. We said that there's an Issa of Kores, if someone is Mefatei Mes HaShemen, if someone goes along and copies and makes the exact same Shemen HaMishcha for his own purpose, then he's going to be Chayiv Kores for Mefatei Mes HaShemen. Now L'chiru, Bishloim, according to Ebi Yosi, it is possible for someone to go and copy the process, the exact same making of the Shemen HaMishcha for his own purpose. But according to Ebi Yehuda, who says that the original Shemen HaMishcha, the way it was made, was Bederech Nes, then L'chiru, it is never possible for a person himself to go and copy and make this pitum of the Shemen HaMishcha. So how is it possible to have such a kind of Koreis, a Issa of Mefatim, which the Torah says that we're not allowed to be Mefatim the Shemen HaMishcha? It's never possible for a Yochid, for a private person, to go and copy the original making of the Shemen HaMishcha, since it was made by Derech Nes. Says upon him Yofis that we have to say a big Chiddush, that in the Chanami, there's no Issa for the person to go and make the Shemen. It's not possible for him to make the Shemen, no Shemen will come out. But if he's going to copy the original Maisa, the original way that they did the Shemen HaMishcha originally, which was made by Derech Nes, if a person will do the same action, and he'll do exactly the same thing which they did then, he's going to be Chayiv. So even though actually there's no Maisa, he's not actually going to have any Shemen coming out of this Shemen HaMishcha, because as Rabbi Yosi says, everything's going to get absorbed in the Samamonim. But since he did the exact same pa'ula, the exact same action which was done originally, this is the Issa of Mefatei Mes HaShemen. A big chiddush, because normally one would understand that Mefatei Mes HaShemen, he has to at least have some Shemen HaMishcha coming out over here, some oil which will be able to be used afterwards for his own purpose. And according to the Ponim Yofos, where he explains Reb Yehuda, it's not possible because it was a Nes, and therefore he's going to be Chayiv only on the action of making this absorbing into the Samamonim itself. Is going to be a Chiyuv, a big Chiddush of the Ponim Yofos in Parashas Kisiso. This is his Chiddush, to go be Chayiv according to Reb Yehuda on Mefatei Mes HaShemen. But the Agoyes of Oil Moshe in the Blasu Moshe Horvitz is Agoyes over here on the Gemara in Krisus Daf Hei. He explains that if you look in the Loshon of the Braisa, the Braisa starts off and says the Loshon, Tonu Rabbonon Shemen She'oso Moshe. The Shemen which Moshe made, and this is a machlikas between Ebi Yehuda and Ebi Yosi. Says Rabbi Elazar Moshe, it seems that the Bereisa is telling us that the whole machlokes is only on the original shemen which Moshe Rabbeinu made. On that, there's a machlokes how exactly it was made. Was it b'derech nes or not? But it seems that the Issa Mefateh Mes HaShemen is even in a case where the person is going to be doing it differently than the Moshe Rabbeinu made. As we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rabbeinu made it when it was b'derech nes. But if a person is going to come along and change the way he's mafating, and he did it in a different oifen, in a different way, he did it like Rabbi Yossi says, was made originally in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he now comes and soaks originally first the samamonim in water, and only later on he pulls in the other ingredients, and then he has shemen, which comes out like Rabbi Yossi understands. Says the oil Moshe, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that originally in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, they never made the shemen this way, but he also agrees that you're going to be chayiv for mefateh mes hashemen, even if you do like Rabbi Yossi says. Because the Lashon of the Braisa is only shemen she'asa Moshe, which would seem to imply that in order to be chayiv, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he can be chayiv if he makes it like Rabbi Yossi said, first soaking the samamonim in water and only afterwards putting in the other ingredients. The Biskarov added on in the Chumash, in the Pashas Kisiso and Shuri agreed, he adds on, that it seems that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, if so, to Rabbi Yossi, that if originally they would have made the shemen in the way Rabbi Yossi described, with first soaking the samamonim and not b'derech nes, it also would be in a maisa and it would be mekayim, the din of shemen amishcha. There's no din in the Torah, they have to make it b'derech nes. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the way Rabbi Yossi describes the pitum is also called a maisa pitum, which is kosher to be done with the shemen amishcha. Rabbi Yehuda just says that the maisa, the way they did it, was b'derech nes. But since Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that this is also a kosher way of making the pitum, therefore this is enough to be chayiv ledoyers if any yochid, any private person, will come and make the shemen the way Rabbi Yossi describes, he's also going to be chayiv since it's also a kosher pitum, lekula alma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is a discussion said in the Achrinim, in the Biskarov, in the Oil Moshe, and the Palim Yofis, how according to Rabbi Yehuda is one going to be chayiv on the Issa on mefateh b'shemen amishcha. Now moving further on into the Gemara and Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the different halachas of the Meshicha of the Shemen HaMishcha. And the Gemara says the halacha is that Moshchin Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol Tol Meshicha. A Kohen Gadol, if wants to become the Kohen Gadol was Nifta and now we take a different Kohen Gadol, we have to go and do Meshicha and anoint the second Kohen Gadol. Whereas the din of Melech ben Melech, if a Melech dies and you point his son, the halacha is ein moishchin melech ben melech, only in the case of a machlokes, like we see soon, then there's a din of meshicha even by a melech. Now, pashtus, normally one would learn that this is all gzeirus hakasuv, like the Gemara says. We learn this out from Psukim, that a kohen gadol, his son, does need meshicha, whereas the melech, the king himself, he don't have to appoint his son, he don't have to anoint him with meshicha, he automatically, with yerush, he gets his birusha from his father, and the melech ben melech. But explains the Kesi Yeshua, and over here also we find it's an Oitzah Chidushim on Krisus Heomet Beis, brings this down from the Biskarov, Barichas, with Michal Feinstein over here, and Shuri, Bechil Michal is Marich with this point. And they explain that Be'emus, there's a way of understanding over here, a very fundamental difference between the Mashicha, the anointing which we're going to take place by a Kohen Gadol, than the Mashicha which takes place by a Melech. And they explain that the Minui of the Kohen Gadol, the position of the Kohen Gadol, is not just a position which a Kohen Gadol has to rule the Klal Yisrael and to go and have a minui of Sroror, of ruling over the Eden. The minui of the Kohen Gadol is actually a Kedusha. As we know, the Kohen Gadol is more Mekudosh, he's holier than the other Kohanim, he has other halachas than the different halachas of the Kohen Gadol. So the minui of the Kohen Gadol is actually a minui of Kedusha. Now this Kedusha is chal, the way it is chal, is through the Meshicha with the Shemen HaMishcha. When you appoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha, and you anoint him using the Shemen, then this Maisa Meshicha is actually what is chal, the Kedusha, on the goof of the Kohen Gadol. He becomes holier, and he is now a Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. Memela, this Kedusha, he cannot inherit this Kedusha with the Yerusha from his father. The halacha is that even though there's a din Yerusha, but the Yerusha, he cannot get the Kedusha from his father that should go onto his goof. And therefore, even a Melech, a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol, needs to have Meshicha with the Shemen HaMishcha in order to be Meichal, this Chalois Kedusha on his goof, to become holier, a Kohen Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. So this is all when we're discussing a kohuna and a kohuna gedoyla. But whereas we discuss the position and the appointment of a melech, which the halacha is that a melech rules the din of a melech, like the Gemara says, a melech Yisrael, or the melech, the Gemara, all the different cases of the melochim over here mentioned in the Gemara. The melech, the minui, the appointment of the position of the melech, is a minui of a srara. Says the achrinim, say the achrinim, that the kedusha, there's no kedusha of a melech. The melech doesn't have any actual difference in his goof. He's not holier than anyone else. It's as a position which he has to rule on the Yidden, to rule on Klal Yisrael, which this position comes through a Mashiach. Therefore, the original Melech, he had to have a Mashiach b'shemen Amishcha in order to get his Din Melech. This is how the way the Minui worked. The position was filled through a Maisa Mashiach. Now he became the Melech. But since there's a Halacha of Yerusha, then the Din Yerusha can go over Doi from every generation to generation. A father passes this over to his child, and therefore if the son is Ro'li Melucha, he gets this automatically. The Minui, the appointment, the position of the Melucha can go over Yerusha like his other Yerusha, so too he can get hold of this Minui, since his Minui is no actual difference in his goof. He's not holier than anyone else. Therefore, the Minui is only a position which he has. This he can take over even without a Mashiach. Therefore, this is a din that ein moishchim melech ben melech. So by Kohen Gadol, we need to have the Mashiach for the goof of the Kohen Gadol. It's not just a Minui of Sarara. It is a Minui of Kedusha, a position of Kedusha which has to be Chal, which is only Chal through the Mashiach of the Shemen HaMishcha. Therefore, every single Kohen Gadol, even if his father was a Kohen Gadol, and he gets this chus from the father, but the Maisa, the actual Kedusha, he can only get through the Mashiach. The Melech is different because the Melech is not actually holier, he's only a position in order to rule the Klal Yisrael. The Chasam Sefer is very Ma'arich this way, in Ori Chaim in Simin Yud Beis, and he's very Ma'arich discussing over here the different Minuyim, the different positions, which the Rishonim will see soon, the different cases which go over from father to son, which have a Din Yerusha on them, like the Din Yerusha of other things, of Momonos. So too, there's a Yerusha of a position. This also goes over from a father to the son, and explains the Chasam Sefer that the din minui of a melech is not actually any different kedusha. It's not a chalois on the goof of the melech. It is only a din that he becomes now the melech. It's a position which he has, which he can give over to the son without any meshicha b'shemen amishcha. But the Avnei Nezer in Yerideya in Simeshin Yud Beis in Oislam Adalet, he says that even though Misvara, the Chasam Sefer says that Misvara, it seems that Melech is different than the Kohen Gadol. A Melech, there's no din on the Chalois, on the Kedusha, on the Melech himself. But the Chaya, there's a Mefusha Gemara, not like this. The Gemara says in Horius, in Yud Beis and Yud Beis, the Gemara over there discusses, in Hilchis Kedima, who comes first, says the Gemara, Melech the Kohen Gadol, if you have a Melech and Kohen Gadol, who comes first? And the Gemara over there says that the Melech actually comes first. The din is, the Gemara over there discusses Kol HaMekudosh MeChaveri, whoever's holier than his friend, Koidem LaChaveri. So you see, Mefurish in the Gemara, the idea and the concept of Kedusha on the goof of the Melech, which actually gives him a Kedima over the Kohen Gadol, this would seem from the Gemara of Horius that even a Melech has actually a Kedusha. Mamela says Avnei Nezer, not like they argues very strongly on the Chasam Sefer, and he says the din is not true, the din of a Melech is actually a Kedusha, which is Chal on him. He is a din, a Chalois on his goof. And he's actually very different than everyone else. He has different halachas than other Yidden. And this is actually chal through the Mashiach of the Shemen HaMishcha. But it's a Gzeiras HaKosov over here to say that his son can take this over and get hold of this Kedusha and this din on which chalois on the goof of the person, even though he has a Kedusha, which is a chal, and it's not just a position of ruling to go and rule over Klal Yisrael. This is Avnei Nezer's Raya, and he argues because of this on the Chasam Sefer from the Raya from the Gemara in Horius, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Another interesting Raya, says Reb Leib Malin in Chilek Beis in Siman Nun Ches, he points out that we do find the idea of the Mashiach, of the anointing of the Shemen by the Melech, which l'chayah would seem that this Maisa is actually not just a position, but it's actually a chalois on the guf, HaKdusha of the person himself, that he became a melech, like the Avnei Nezer says from the Gemara in Horius. Because we find that Shmuel HaNovi was actually anointed David HaMelech. He was Moshe Ches David, even when Shaul was still alive, way before David HaMelech became the melech on the Yisrael. And he says that the Maisa Mashiach, the actual appointing, the actual anointing with the shemen actually took place way earlier when he didn't yet have this position of being a melech on Klal Yisrael. Shaul HaMelech was still the melech way before David became the melech. Says the Bleib, it would seem from here that the Mashiach actually does something to the goof of the person. It is a chalois on the goof that now David HaMelech is roaring and has this kedusha to becoming a melech, even though he does not have the position of ruling Klal Yisrael, but he has already the chalois on his goof that he has a dinei melech on his goof, which he got through this Mashiach of Shemin HaMishchom. And Meila says, Bleib, this would seem that the same idea which we understand by the Kohen Gadol, that the Mashiach is actually making a chalois kedusha on the person, so too the idea by melech, we also find this, that there is somewhat a kedusha chalois of a malchus which is done through the shemen, which is chal on him through the shemen amishcha. This is the reason why David HaMelech can have it even in the lifetime of Shaul, even before he became the melech, and he didn't have the job and the minui and the srora to go and rule over Klal Yisrael. But maybe this would seem, like the Amnenezer says, from the Gemara in Ohirius Yud Beis on Beis, another chasim sefer over there in his tshuva in Ohirchaim in Simen Yud Beis. Now, as we mentioned, that in this Gemara is a makor for the idea of giving over a position from father to son, that this continues on like a Yerusha, just like we have by other Yerushas of momenus, of money going over, so too a position, the son can also get this from his father, be Yerusha. The Chasam Sofer over there in Erechaim, in Simen Yud Beis, in his Tshuva, says the Makori that this works by all the positions is from the Sifri in Dvorim in Piska Kuf Samach Beis. We learn this from the Pasuk of Bekerev Kol Yisrael, that even the parnos of Yisrael, the parnosim on the kehilos, they also b'nehem yerushim oisam. Their children, if they're roi, they can also get this b'yerusha from their father. And the Rambam brings this down la'alocha in Hilchis Melochim in Perik Aleph Alocha Zayin. So too the Ritzvot discusses this in Makkos in Yud Gimel Amid Aleph al Chiddush, which is very well discussed in the Sforim of the Achronim, that is positions which the father has can go over to the child, and not just which we find in our Gemara by Melucha, by Kehuna, any position, like the Sifri says, a parentness of Yisrael also can go over from father to son. The Chasam Sefer over there brings down from the Tshuva of the Rashba, that the Rashba in Chilek Aleph, at the end of Simen Shin, he discusses a chazen of a Beis HaKnesses. Over there, if the son should be able to go on Yarshin, should have his chus to take over his father, being the chazen Beis HaKnesses, in a shul, like his father was. And the Rashba over there mentions that the reason why he has his chus is because minig hamokoi, minig avriseim biyadeim, the minig is that we always pass this over from father to son, and if the son is roi lekach, if he can fill the position just like his father, then he actually has got his chus before anyone else to take over his father's position. The Chasam Sefer discusses that we have to understand why the Rashba over there in Tshuva had to come on to a new svara of minig avriseim biyadeim, which would seem that this idea is only because it's a minig. We should see l'chayra, it's a din Torah from this sifri which we have a drosha of Bekerev Kol Yisrael, that even parnosei tzibur also goes over birusha from a father to son. L'chayra, we should use apply this concept by every position, so too by the Chazon of Beis HaKnesses. Why over there the Rashba holds that we have to come onto a new svara of minig amokim and minig aviseim biyadeim. And the Chasam Sefer is very marich from the Marashtam in Simen Pehe, and he explains that there could be a difference between a minui, a position which is srora, which is actually some type of rulership, going to rule Klal Yisrael like a melech, and so too like a parnes, which the Sifri is discussing, which had some kind of koyach over ruling, making the dinim on the hanhogis of the town, on the minhogim. Therefore, this maybe goes over Birusha. But some type of a position, which is a position of kedusha, which is similar to the Chazen Beis HaKnesses, which the Rashba was discussing, there we do not have the klal of the Sifri, and the Rashba says that the only reason why we do so is only because of Minig HaMokrim, and this is the din of Minig HaVisein B'Yadeim, because a Minig HaSroah of Kedusha actually does not go over automatically from father to son Birusha, only a position of rulership. This is how the Chasam Sefer explains the difference in the Rashba, and the din in our Gemara is only by a minui of a melech, which is learned from Bekerev Kol Yisrael, any minui of Sroor, but not a minui of Kedusha. This is the chiluk of the Chasam Sefer in Erechaim Simen Yud Beis. And one final point over here on the sugya of Shemen HaMishcho is a very interesting machlokes in the Achronim, in the halacha of Me'ila in the Shemen HaMishcho. Is there any raya from our sugya What is the aloch if there's any parsha of Me'ila? If someone has a no from the Shemin Amishcho, is he going to have to bring a Kolben Me'ila, a Osha Me'ilois, Kerem V'choymesh? This is included in the parsha of Me'ila, like we find other places where someone has a no from Hektish. The Gemara of here, a few places in here, midways, the Gemara asks a question that it says in the Breisa that because of the Machlukas of Yoram ben Achov, therefore they did Meshicha. Says the Gemara, Mipnei Machlukas, Yoram ben Achov, Nimal b'shemen Amishcho, we should do use Me'il, the Shemen Amishcho is going to be Me'ila. Says the Gemara, Kedoma Epopa, Barfaz Medachia, they actually didn't use the Shemen Amishcho. And later on again, the Gemara says this, that because of a Machlukas, we cannot use the Shemen Amishcho, and the Lashon of the Gemara is, Nimoil b'shemen Amishcho. So too later on, by the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen, that each one was scared, Shemo Chas V'Sholem, says the Lashon HaGemara, Mo'alti b'shemen Amishcho. Maybe, by mistake, he was Moil, he actually was had Me'ila in Shemen Amishcho. The reading of the Gemara, the Pashtus, the Lashon of the Gemara, we mashma, that is actually a Chi of Me'ila on Shemen Amishcho, since it is Kodosh. It has a kedusha, therefore there's going to be meila, just like any other meila in any other chilek of the korbanos. The Michas Chinuch says clearly in mitzvah kufches, so to the panim yofos, in Pashas Kisisa, in page Rishon and Zayin, they both say bepshitus that avadas mafush in the Gemara by us that is meila in the Shemen Amishcho. But the Chikri Lev in his tshuva in Erechaim in chilek beisim and kuf yotes says the Chikri Lev that if one is actually going to say that there is an issa of Me'ila, then we have to understand how do we ever anoint a melech who is a person, who is a normal, regular person, who needs Meshicha, what happened to the issa of Me'ila? We have to say that this is a Gzeris HaKosuv, to say that since there's a din Meshicha, therefore on a melech, therefore this itself allows us to use and be nene, even though there's actually an issa of Me'ila. Says the Chikrei Lev, later on in the Sugyas in Davov we'll learn that there's an issa of sicha b'shemen amishcho. You're not allowed to use the shemen of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's an issa of soch b'shemen amishcho. So too there's an issa of nesina to put it on himself. There's an issa of soch and an issa of a noisen of nesina. By shemen amishcho, we find new isurim which we don't find by other kedushas in the Beis HaMikdosh. So therefore, says the Chikrei Lev, it could be that the issa is only an issa of sicha and an issa of nesina. And on that, the Gemara says later on that a melech doesn't have a din of a zor, which has an issa of lo yitem yimenu al zor v'nichras me'amov. Therefore, there's no problem of doing the ma'isa of Shemen Amishcho on the melech. But if we're going to say there's a parasha of me'ila, then it's a chidush that we can use the Shemen Amishcho for a melech. We have to say this is a gezeis hakosuv, allowing us to do so, even though there's a parasha of me'ila. But Avni Neza in his tshuva in Yoredeya in Chilek Aleph, in Simeshin Yud Gimel, Oizcheh, says Avni Neza, he never found in any place mefurish or yaya that there's Me'ila in the Shemen Amishcho, that he's going to be Chayiv Osher Me'ilois. And says the Avni Neza, the reason is, like we said, in the parasha of Shemen Amishcho, we have new Isurim, Yotzo Lidoin, Bedovo HaChodosh. The klal is that if there's any new Isurim, like the Issa of Sicha, the Issa of Nesina, therefore these are the Isurim which apply to the Shemen Amishcho, but not the parasha of Me'ila, which we find by other Kedeshes and other Kedushes in the Beis HaMikdosh. And says the Avni Neza, he hasn't yet found a Riyayim of Rireshes to say that there is a parasha of Me'ila in the Shemen Amishcho. Says the Me'ari, Kin is true in Emir Yosha, in Simon Zayin, that's Mefurish in our Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara by us, says the Lashon of Ma'alti, Shamon Nimal B'Shemen Amishcho, but it seems that Avni Neza also understood that the Gemara can be learned, like it says over there in the Chikrei Lev, that we can explain the Lashon of the Gemara does not actually mean the Issa of Me'ila, but it can be referring to one of the other Isurim of Sicha or of the Issa of Nesina. The Gemara uses this Lashon, a borrowed term of Issa of Me'ila, but there's no actual Issa of Me'ila, like the Avni Neza says, that he hasn't found anywhere Mefurish that is Issa of Me'ila in the Shemen Amishcha. This thing we see also in Yeshua's Malkoi, on the Pirush on the Rambam, in Kiryas Arba, in the Rambam beginning of Klei HaMikdosh. He says that if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam never mentions anywhere that there's the Issa Me'ila of Shemen Amishcho, and the Lashon of our Gemara has to be that it's referring to the Issa of Sicha or Nesina. An interesting Marimokim is a Moshe Feinstein in the Dibbis Moshe in Bob Metzia, in the Perik HaZov, in his Oris, in Orich of Dalet, Simen Nun Dalet over there, he discusses the Rambam, we'll discuss it later on in Davvov. There's a Shaila about the issa of sicha and sina by behema, if someone uses a shemin amishcha to put onto behema, onto kelim. The Gemara discusses later on if he's over the issa sicha and the issa nesina. Says the Moshe that if one is going to say that there's an issa meila, then how can the Rambam say that he's potter and the Rambam doesn't make any mention about the issa of meila? There's an issa meila in shemin amishcha. Says the Moshe that it must be the Rambam holds that there's no actual meila in shemin amishcha because it's yotzalidim midova echodosh. Like we said for the Avnei Nezer, that there's no Yisurim of Sicha and Nesina, but the Parsha Meila doesn't apply by the Shemin HaMishcho. And there's a big arichus about this Shaila in the Kovetz HaDorim, Yichivayis Yudches, from Otche Gifte, over there is very marich, different rayas and different Shailas in Ha'or, in Oysamach, in the Kovetz HaDorim, Yichivayis Yudches, if there is Meila in the Shemin HaMishcho. Mumar Mekoymus about this is also in the River Reis Ephraim, in Orechaim, in Chilik Besim, in Kufpei, Oysei. They also have a big arichus in Teres Koyanim, different Marim Mekoymus, Yalkut Shemoinis, if there's a raya, if there's any Meila in the Shemin HaMishcho. Very interesting discussion. If there's any raya from the Loshen of our Gemara, of Shemon Ma'alti and Shemon Nimoil, by Shemin HaMishcho, if there's a parsha of Meila by Shemin HaMishcho, besides the Isurim of Issa Sicha and the Issa Nesina.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Marim Mekoymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.